Hello, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Brian.
And I'm Erin.
Erin, in yesterday's fun facts, we discussed why we can't remember people's names and what to do if we forget their name or how to get them to remind us about their name. And we sometimes do this because that person might not have a personal connection, any special meaning to us.
Right.
So, to remember it, it's a good idea to ask them to repeat their name for you. Another good idea is to ask them to tell you an amusing story about themselves, right?
Right, like Paul the Cowboy. Let's take a look at our next fun fact for February. So, today we're going to talk about the three letters you see on a zipper. Okay. Now, they might not be on all zippers, but they're definitely common.
Okay.
Are you wearing anything with zippers right now, Brian?
No. I'm all buttons, button fly, button shirt, no zippers on me right now.
Well, my zipper has the letters YKK on them.
Okay, YKK.
So, the article today is going to talk about those three letters, the letters YKK. So, let's take a look at our article and find out why they're there.
Reading. Fun facts. Most zippers have the letters YKK stamped on them. Chances are, any zipper you're wearing does too. What is YKK, though? A. A Japanese company. B. The type of metal used to make zippers. C. An American president's initials. You've guessed right if you chose A. The YKK on your zipper stands for Yoshida Kogyo Kabushiki Gaisha, or its English name, Yoshida Manufacturing Shareholding Company. The original zipper was not invented by the company's founder, Taro Yoshida. However, it was Yoshida that brought the zipper we use today into modern use. Yoshida founded his company in 1934 and took control of the global market early. Now, YKK Company makes more than 7 billion zippers each year and operates in 71 countries. It produces more than 1,500 different styles of zippers and 427 different colors. No matter what kind of zipper you're looking for, you're sure to find it at YKK Company.
Okay, so today's article begins, most zippers have the letters YKK stamped on them. Okay, now you might be wondering what a zipper is.
Right.
A zipper is spelled Z-I-P-P-E-R, zipper. It's a noun. And it's two lines of small metal or plastic pieces, kind of like teeth, that slide together to open or close something.
So
you have a handle, you pull it up or down, and then the teeth close or open, usually on clothing. So we could say, for example, Tim's mother fixed the broken zipper on his winter jacket before the cold weather came.
Right, so it's usually on clothing, often in bags.
Sometimes there are some boots, you know, the side you can zip up and down to get them on and off easily. So, a lot of zippers have the letters YKK stamped on them. Now, stamp, this is a verb, and it means... Well, you use a special tool to make a mark or design on something.
Okay.
So we could say, for example, the man stamped my passport when I entered the country.
Right. So it's like there's going to be a small picture of some letters.
Right.
Or something.
Some names, some little pictures to let you know what this thing is. Maybe it's just your company name or something like that.
Right. Well, next up, the article says... Chances are any zipper you're wearing does too. Well, chances are is our shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break to find out more about that.
Shortcut for you!
Do you want to go to the park today, Pat? I don't think so. Chances are it's going to rain.
But it's not raining now.
When we say chances are, we mean there's the possibility that something will happen or is true, and also that we believe it.
Oh, I understand now. Chances are means 可能.
Chances are you're right.
So, if you don't want to go to the park, shall we go to the movies?
Chances are there's nothing good showing.
Oh, then we can just stay at home.
Chances are we'll be bored.
Chances are I'll hit you if you don't cheer up.
So, it sounds like...Chances are means that there's a high possibility that something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually means that the possibility is very high.
Right.
So if I say chances are that it will rain tomorrow, so bring your umbrella to the parade, that means that it's probably going to rain.
Right. There's a high chance.
Yes.
It's not a low chance. Even though we just say chances,
mm-hmm.
what we really mean is there's a good chance that it will rain tomorrow, something like that.
Right.
The high chance.
Yes.
So chances are any zipper you're wearing says YKK. It has that stamped on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is YKK, though? We have three options here.
Okay.
A Japanese company.
Mm-hmm.
B, the type of metal used to make zippers.
Hmm.
And C, an American president's initials.
Right.
Okay.
What does it mean by president's initials?
Okay, well, a president, this is a noun, it's spelled mm-hmm. P-R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T, president, is the official leader of a country. And a country that doesn't have a king or a queen.
Okay.
So like Taiwan, we have President Ma, mm-hmm. U.S. President Obama.
Right, okay.
Okay, so we could say the U.S. president made a speech before introducing the new law.
Right.
And so that's what a president is.
Okay.
So an American president's initials.
Mm.
Now, what exactly are initials, though, Aaron?
Well, the word initials is used as a noun in this sentence. And it talks about the first letter of a person's name. So if my name is Aaron, the initial is E. Your initial is B for Brian.
So right.
Which one is it then?
Well, the article says you've guessed right if you chose A.
Mm.
Okay, so A is a Japanese company, and that is what YKK is.
Okay.
Yes.
So the article continues by saying, the YKK on your zipper stands for Yoshida Kogyo Kabushiki Gaisha, or its English name, Yoshida Manufacturing Shareholding Company.
Okay.
That's a long name.
Yes, so no wonder they just use YKK on the zippers.
Right.
Not going to be able to fit the full name on one of those things.
Definitely not. Now, in this sentence, we saw the phrase stand for. The phrase stand for is something we use quite often in English. We use it to talk about letters or symbols that mean or represent something else. For example, the letters ER stand for emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll also notice that ER are the initials for the words they represent.
Okay, that's true.
Right, and we can use it in another way, too. For example, the color red stands for stop when you're driving.
Right. The red lights in the intersection, the red stop sign, the mm-hmm. red lights on the back of the cars.
Right.
All mean stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in this case, YKK stands for Yoshida, the Yoshida Manufacturing Shareholding Company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what exactly is manufacturing? Well, this is a process of making something in a factory.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So manufacturing, for example, we could say manufacturing has provided many jobs for the men and women who live in this area.
Okay.
So it's not someone who works at home and makes shoes, you know, by themselves. It's like it's a big factory where
right.
1,000 people make shoes, and they have a long assembly line, and they make all this stuff.
Right. Well, no, we saw another long word in that name, and that word was shareholding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, shareholding is also a noun, and it means when you hold shares in a company or you own part of a company.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, my uncle has a shareholding in that sporting equipment company.
Right.
Now, that means when the company makes money, because he owns part of it, he makes the money too.
Right. It must be a publicly traded company, and then other people, just anyone, can buy shares.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, if you're involved in the stock market, it's all about buying shares in companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article continues, the original zipper was not invented by the company's founder, Tadao Yoshida. Okay. So zipper, Yoshida did not invent the zipper.
Oh.
It existed before. Now, mm-hmm. we're talking about the original zipper. Now, original is an adjective. It's spelled O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L. And it means existing or happening first.
Okay.
So we can say, for example, the original owner of this house lived here in the 1980s.
So he didn't create the zipper.
No.
And we use a special word to say create. We use the verb invent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, invent is spelled I-N-V-E-N-T. And it means to make or create a new type of thing for the first time. So we could also say, Peter made a lot of money after he invented a popular new children's toy. If he didn't create or invent the zipper,
mm-hmm.
what did he do with it?
Well, the article says, however, it was Yoshida that brought the zipper we use today into modern use.
Oh.
Okay, so we use this phrase, it was a noun plus that, to emphasize the subject that took a particular action. So we could say, for example, it was the truck driver that caused the accident.
Oh, okay. So we also saw the phrase, bring A into B. And that's used to show that A caused B to be in a particular situation. For example, my work brings me into contact with many interesting people.
Right.
That means, because of my work, I meet many interesting people.
Right. Well, so the article continues, Yoshida founded his company in 1934 and took control of the global market early.
Hmm.
Okay, so when we say founded, it doesn't mean he found a company lying around somewhere. Whoa, look, it's a company.
Mm-hmm.
It's found here is a verb. It's spelled F-O-U-N-D, the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it means to start a new business or organization.
Okay.
So we could say, for example, Steve Jobs, Ronald Way, and Steve Wozniak founded Apple Incorporated in 1976.
Okay.
So they created Apple that year.
Right.
You know, in Steve Wozniak's garage.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, this is our company.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the phrase take control of means to take power over a situation.
Okay.
So, Marie took control of the failing company and it started making money again. So, when you take control of,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're taking the power in that situation and hopefully you make it better.
Right. You become the new leader.
Right.
Maybe something happened to the old leader. They can't lead anymore, so
mm-hmm.
you take control. You take the, you know, like the steering wheel in the car.
Yes.
Now, the article says, now, YKK Co. or company makes more than 7 billion zippers each year and operates in 71 countries.
Wow.
So that's like all the world zippers.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but a lot.
Yes.
Most of them. Now, we see this word billion, 7 billion zippers. Now, billion is spelled B-I-L-L-I-O-N, billion, and it's a very large number that has 9 zeros behind it.
Mm, okay.
So it's not a million, it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Add 3 more zeros to a million, and you get 1 billion.
That's huge.
So we can say, The global population reached to over 7 billion people in 2015.
Wow. So there's almost one zipper for every person in the world.
Yes, one YKK zipper in every household.
Well, the article also says it produces more than 1,500 different styles of zippers in 427 different colors.
Okay. Weird. Usually we just see the usual kind of brass
brown
color.
Yep.
But all these colors, I guess different clothes, you know, they have white and red,
yeah,
you know, cute colors.
Mm-hmm.
So the article continues, it finishes up by saying, no matter what kind of zipper you're looking for, you're sure to find it at YKK Company.
I bet you can.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. 71 countries, 1,500 mm-hmm. different styles, 427 different colors. There is a zipper for you.
I think so.
Yeah, I guess that's it for today's article, but we still have our For You chat question, so let's go to that now.
Great.
For You Chat.
Well, our For You chat question today is, what other companies can you think of control a global market?
Ooh.
Can you think of any, Brian?
I mean, it used to be, I think it's hard nowadays. There's so much competition from mm-hmm. different countries. It used to be that most jeans that you bought were Levi's.
Right.
I mean, there was Lee and Wrangler and some mm-hmm. other brands, and Levi's kind of control that, but now there's so many options.
It's true, but when you do think of blue jeans, it is easier to think about Levi's.
Right, and mm-hmm. I think if we think of soda, I mean, most soda is either sold by Coca-Cola or mm-hmm. Pepsi throughout the world.
Yeah, I mean, every country that I've ever been to,
mm-hmm.
you see Coca-Cola everywhere.
Yeah, you can find that almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Aaron? What do you think?
Well, I think there are a lot of big food companies
mm-hmm.
that sell food everywhere. Like,
yeah.
for example, Nestle.
Yeah, Nestle, Nabisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of those companies are controlling the global market
right.
because they own different companies inside them.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell chocolate bars, and they sell baby food, and
mm-hmm.
they sell water.
Right.
And so that's a name that you see everywhere.
Right. I mean, these are really big companies. They control a lot of stuff.
Or, mm-hmm.
Maybe you could also think, well, you know, I don't think McDonald's controls the global hamburger market. But
no.
They certainly do have a lot of fast food restaurants around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are in the mood for a fast food burger,
that's usually where they go.
Yeah, depending on where you live, you might end up at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big one.
It's easy to see as well because
yeah.
they've got that big yellow M.
Bright yellow and red.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want your sign to hide. You want to stand out if
right.
you are someone like McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that brings us to the end of our lesson. So until next time, I'm Brian.
And I'm Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Most zippers have the letters YKK stamped on them. Chances are, any zipper you're wearing does too. What is YKK, though? A Japanese company. B. The type of metal used to make zippers. C. An American president's initials. You've guessed right if you chose A. The YKK on your zipper stands for Yoshida Kyogyo Kabushiki Gaisha, or its English name, Yoshida Manufacturing Shareholding Company. The original zipper was not invented by the company's founder, Taro Yoshida. However, it was Yoshida that brought the zipper we use today into modern use. Yoshida founded his company in 1934 and took control of the global market early. Now, YKK Company makes more than 7 billion zippers each year and operates in 71 countries. It produces more than 1,500 different styles of zippers and 427 different colors. No matter what kind of zipper you're looking for, you're sure to find it at YKK Company.
Vocabulary Review.
Zipper. The zipper on my jeans fell off, so I need to get them fixed. President. The country recently elected a new president. Original. The original movie from 1966 is much better than the new movie. Invent. Nikola Tesla invented many things, including the remote control and the electric motor. Found. The famous college was founded more than 100 years ago. Billion. As of 2010, McDonald's had served about 247 billion hamburgers around the world.